Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, verses 28 to 31. Shalom, Dodi. I'm Nade Badel Elyon, and I pray you are doing well today, and that all things work for good for them that love God. Today, I want you to visualize in your mind's eye the ability to do whatever it is to do, even if you have no might, even if you have no vision, if you have no inclination how you're going to do it. Because the word of God tells us that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Beloved, today I don't know what you are going through or what you are facing. But whatever it is you are facing, you are not alone. There are countless people out there who are going through things. And sometimes they wake up and they feel like, I can't do this anymore. You cannot rely on your own strength, because if you rely on your own strength, you're going to fail. Whatever it is you are battling, whatever it is you are dealing with, you need to rely on the strength of Elohim, our Yod Heh Vav Heh, our great I Am. You know why he told Moses his name was I Am? And he should tell the children of Israel that I Am sent you. I Am that I Am. In Hebrew is Yeh Asher Yeh, is the verb to be. I will be whatever it is that I will be for you. So right now, I don't know whatever it is that you are going through or what is going on right this very moment, or you are hoping for something, you are believing for something, you want something to change, you are tired of the same thing going on over and over and over again. Take courage, take strength, and make a decision. And whatever it is you are deciding to do, do not be afraid, no matter how daunting it is, no matter how impossible it seems. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to think. I want you to envision the eternal majesty of our God. And I want you to look at his strength and his might. I want you to imagine his massive, powerful angels that he has dispatched to come to help you right where you are. When Daniel fasted for 21 days and he prayed and he waited and nothing happened, he didn't give up. He prayed every day. He believed every day until the 21st day, when the archangel Michael showed up and he explained to him how the very first day when he prayed, his prayer was answered, but there was a blockage, there was a stop, there was a hindrance by the powers of Media and Persia. Right now, whatever it is that you need, the very first day you ask It was granted, but something is blocking it. Something is making it not come true. Something is not making that thing finish. And I am telling you, even though you feel weak, even though you feel tired, even though you feel like you want to give up, this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are, I am encouraging you not to give up. As a matter of fact, I want you to look at the whole situation and I want you to say, today is the best day of my life. I can do anything because my God is so big. I can do anything. And I'm going to ask you one thing. Can you rely on your strength? I guess not. His strength is your strength. And this morning, this afternoon, this evening, take courage and take his strength and make it your own and change your life. You can do anything if you can rely on his strength. Shalom. I'm Nade Bat El Elyon. My email is nadeini1@gmail.com. nadeini1@gmail.com. And my Cash App is VNKOTEY. If you choose to support me, you will be spreading the gospel everywhere and you will be helping me to make more episodes. Shalom. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Shalom Dodi. I am Nade Bat El Elyon, and today I want you to join me to worship our God and to thank him for the things he has done in our lives. No matter how it seems, the word of God says in all things we should praise him, we should thank him. For this is important for us as children of God to understand this. This is how he changes our lives and he makes great things happen. Father, we thank you and we come before you and we say thank you for everything that is going on in our lives. Thank you for giving us opportunity to see today. Thank you for touching all the issues that are going on in our lives and meeting us at the point of our needs. We give you praise and we say, thank you. We are grateful. Now, I want to take you straight to Isaiah 40. You know, the first verse said, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. See, imagine that you are that Jerusalem. Put yourself there and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hands double for all her sins. Have you not felt sometimes that you feel like you have been overpunished for something? And sometimes you don't even know what you did for you to go through the things you are going through. And your punishment is so double. And it's so much that you don't know what to do with yourself. And sometimes you cry and you ask yourself, why me? Why do I have to go through all of these things? And now the Lord is giving us, he's giving us his own pardon of sorts. And he's telling you to be comforted, because he's about to do something for you. He's recognizing that he has given you a double portion for your iniquities and the things you have done. Let's face it. The word of God said that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And yet, in his own way, he made provision for us to be redeemed by giving us the shed blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, whom we call Jesus Christ. He died for us. And he said in the book of John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave it his own son, his own begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It is not the will of God to punish us continuously for us to struggle. It is his will to prosper us, to comfort us, to restore us, to bring us to the places that we want to go. Right now you feel like you are in the wilderness. You feel like the things that you are doing is not yielding any fruit. You feel like everything is horrible. But look, it is amazing how, in spite of everything that goes on, our God knows about it. He has plans for us. And if we can trust him and if we can yield ourselves to him, then we shall see the manifestation of his glory in our lives. Now, I'm going to take you to Isaiah 40, verse 4. I love this. He says, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. Imagine. Every valley that you know, suddenly it has inverted itself and it's high, and those mountains have come down. What is the word saying? See, your situation right now seems impossible. It seems difficult. It seems hopeless. It seems like nothing can change it. It seems like the prognosis is horrible. And no matter what you do, you come back to the same place. He is telling you, stop looking with your eyes, because the things that he's speaking are very powerful indeed. What is the mountain in your life? The Lord says those mountains are going to be leveled. They're going to come down. And what are the valleys in your life that you feel are so low that you can't get yourself out of? He is about to raise those valleys up, and he's going to put you up and not at the bottom. Whatever situation you are in, whether it is anything that you can imagine, imagine the worst things in this world and you are in there. Put yourself in that equation. And he is telling you, it is not that difficult for him. He will change it. He will do things for you. And he said, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And listen to this. This word is for you. Whoever you are, whatever you are planning to do that is not of God, stop right there. You cannot go on like this. You cannot continue to live like you have no hope. You cannot continue to live like the world is over and so you want to give up and you want to die now. It's not time to die. This is not a time to die. This is not a time to give up. This is not the time to cower and go hide. This is the time to rise up and shine. This is the time to take courage. This is the time to take his strength. This is the time to say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. This is the time. Because Isaiah 45 says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. He hath spoken it. He is speaking it, and I am speaking into your life right now. I don't know what is going on,
But I am here to tell you that the glory of our Lord is being revealed in your life right now. You were created for His glory. You were created for His majesty. You were created for the ability to shine where everything else is dying around you. You are not meant to die now. You are not meant to lose it now. This is the time to lift up your head and remember that He is with you like a mighty, terrible one. And whatever it is that is going on right now, I am commanding that thing to cease and desist now. And I am telling you, snap out of it. Snap out of it. Snap out of it, because our God is revealing His glory in your life today. I am commanding everything that is not of Him to stop in their tracks, to revert and go back to where they came from. I am releasing strength to you. I want you to begin to feel the strength of God. Begin to feel His majesty in your life. Begin to imagine His angels, which are flaming swords, going before you. They are flaming fires. They are flaming swords. And they are coming and they are fighting for you. Remember that. You cannot commit suicide. Do you understand me? You cannot OD. You cannot be a junkie. You cannot be broke. Do you understand me? You cannot be sick continuously without healing. You cannot go on the way you are going on. You cannot go on without hope. You cannot go on always depressed, always looking at life through the gloomy eyes. I command you to snap out of it right now, beloved. And I am sending the word of God to you according to Isaiah 53, verse 4 and verse 5. It says, He said He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes you were healed. Isaiah 53 verse 5. He was wounded for your transgressions. Transgressions are things that you have done that nobody can even begin to imagine. Those sins, those deep things that you think nothing can change, nothing can forgive. And you will say, oh, Nade, but you don't know the sins I have committed. Nobody can change it. Nobody can do anything about it. And He is saying, He was wounded. When you get wounded, mortally wounded, He was wounded for your sins, for our sins. He was bruised for our iniquities. Bruising, when you get bruised, that thing is painful. Nobody can see it, but the bruising is there. It hurts. Those hidden sins, those things that you do in dark and in secret, those things that has been done, and you think nobody has clue of it, but it's there. It's eating you right now. And He says that He was bruised for those iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we were healed. Every single stripe that He took on His back, every lash is for you to be healed. So right now, whatever healing you need, whether it is a physical healing, whether it's emotional healing, whether it's a spiritual healing, whatever it is, psychological healing, you know, I release you out of all bounds right now. And I release that healing over you, because Psalm 107 verse 20 said He sent His word and it healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Whatever your destruction is right now, I am snapping you out of it in the name of Yeshua. Shalom. I'm Nade but El Elyon. My email is nadeni1@gmail.com. And I need you to send me your messages. I need you to send me your testimonies. I need to know what He is doing in your life. And I need to know how this podcast is helping to change your life and give you new perspective about things and insights about things. My Cash App is $VNKOTEY. Subscribe, click your notification button, and share this message everywhere. When you support me through various means, you are helping to spread the gospel everywhere, and you are helping me to create new and vibrant episodes that we can share around the whole world. Shalom, and have a beautiful day.